When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We have got so much to dive into. Buck, I am fired up about this absurd under 18 surgeries that are going on. I'm going to dive into that in a little bit. We're allowing 14, 15-year-old kids all over the country to decide that they are the wrong gender and have irreversible surgery. I'm going to talk about that in a moment because I've been looking into this and I just think it's truly evil.
This New York Times article is something everybody needs to know about. And yes, when you get into the language, they're on defense, folks, which is why there's a lot of evasions and smears in how they talk about a medical procedure. Very strange.
Yeah, and I think it's important that all of you understand what's going on all over the country, and it is significant. So I wanted to share this with you, though, because, Buck, it's amazing how stories get buried in the grand scheme of things, even if they are conducted by the Washington Post and ABC. Usually the Washington Post covers everything with a fine-tooth comb Trump-related. But I found this really fascinating. So in the Washington Post ABC poll over the weekend, a lot of you probably didn't hear about this because it didn't receive very much coverage because it was so overwhelmingly favorable to Republicans. First of all, generic ballot, likely voters, Republicans with a 5-point lead. That is like 1994, 2010 level dominance. Again, generic ballot, Republicans 51, Democrats 46 among likely voters. And Democrats now are behind Republicans. I thought this was interesting, Buck, because we like to say on this show, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes in that things can be very similar. Republicans right now have the largest lead on who is going to solve crime issues over Democrats since 1991. Let me repeat this. Crime is such a disaster nationwide for Democrats that Republicans now have a 31, I think I'm doing the math right because it's getting to be a while back in the 90s, 31-year lead over which party is going to better respond to crime.
Can I say, Clay, I'm wondering if you feel this way too. The numbers are stark, clear, obvious that we have suffered because of Democrat policies. We have suffered more as a country from murder, rape, theft, you go down the list, every major crime, car theft, carjacking, home invasion, all the way down to, you know, simple theft, stealing from stores, people engaged in the more lower day-to-day crimes. But what I think really hammers it home for people is you cannot go on social media right now for more than a day without seeing some broad daylight, usually, but just brazen, heinous, vicious crime. And it is not by MAGA hat wearing January 6th insurrectionists. And you see a crime committed and you say, what is the situation here? And you find out when you read the headlines or you read it when it makes its way into the news that this is a person who's been arrested 50 times or 30 times or whatever the case may be. And I think because there's video and because we see it, people have this reaction to this is disgraceful. We are a better country than this. And also, we're all sick of walking around wondering, am I going to get hit in the face with a brick by some maniac who's been walking around, you know, urinating on the streets and shouting at people for the last week? Because that happens in places like New York all the time.
This is what I shared last week, Buck. I don't remember ever having a conversation with my wife about which gas station to use, but crime has become so omnipresent all over America, cities, rural areas, suburbs, that as a father and as a husband, I think about it way more involving my kids and my wife than I ever have before. And you're probably a lot like me, Buck. You don't worry as much if you're a grown man about yourself.
I think worry about the females in my life. Yes.
That's right.
My sister, my mom, and my fiance. That's who I worry about.
So when you are having those conversations, it registers. And it doesn't just register, Buck, with obviously men who tend to vote Republican far more. I think it's registering with moms out there in the suburbs who are a lot of these swing voters. And I wanted to hit you with this too. Who do you trust to handle this issue the most? Economy, Republicans plus 16, inflation, Republicans plus 19, crime, as I said, biggest trust issue for Republicans since 91, according to the Washington Post, plus 14. This ballot, this poll among likely voters, Buck, didn't see this splashed on the front page of the Washington Post in a big way. Trump has a 2-point lead over Joe Biden, 48-46, among likely voters as well. Again, this is the Washington Post, ABC. It ain't a poll that's likely to be inclined to be favoring Republicans, and they buried it because the numbers were so devastating as we sit here 43 some odd days out.
I know this isn't an important, we're talking about important stuff. This isn't super important, but it has been crossing my mind lately. So if it does turn into Trump v. Biden, which you just mentioned that poll, if it is this rematch, this straight up rematch of 2020, does CNN like hire back Brian Stelter, move Don Lemon into prime time? Do they all of a sudden go, oh, just kidding, we're not a news network, we're actually the anti-Trump platform for the DNC? I mean, because that's how they made all their money. That's how they got all their ratings for years, and now they're moving away from it. Think about the pivot that they would have to make. Again, I know we got bigger fish to fry, but I do think all of a sudden we might have Stelter be like, that's right, I'm back and in prime time if Trump runs.
And Buck, you may want to spend more time on this story even in the third hour. We should tell you, by the way, we are scheduled to be joined by Tommy Tuberville in the third hour of the program, Senator from Alabama, and we've also got a guest in the second hour who I believe I'm checking right now to make sure who we got going on in the second hour. But I read this story over the weekend. And it's, I believe, in the front page of the New York Times today. This headline is, more trans teens are choosing, quote, top surgery. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. They are removing breasts nationwide. I just want everybody to understand what's going on here. They are removing teenage girls' breasts at 13 sometimes, 14 15 years old in an effort to try and make them pass as boys. And I just want, it is, I think, stunning And I know a lot of you out there are probably not aware of how commonplace this has become. I live in Nashville, where Vanderbilt University Children's Hospital, Vanderbilt University Hospital, totally got caught in this. And they have this Dr. Gallagher, who is quoted here. She's doing 40 of these surgeries on a regular basis, some kids as young as 13 and 14 years old. And I just want to ask every parent out there, every grandparent, we don't allow, Buck, kids to get tattoos legally until they're 18 because we don't want them to deform their bodies. We don't think they're old enough. You can't buy a beer until you're 21. You can't rent a freaking rental car until you're 25. We're letting 14-year-old girls choose to get their breasts removed. This is child abuse. This is mutilation. And it should be criminal in nature. And every state should prohibit this.
If you were to ask this Dr. Gallagher, and I'll point out, here's a big tell. And this is from this New York Times piece. Quote, conservative commentators with large followings on social media have recently targeted children's hospitals that offer gender surgeries, leading to online harassment and bomb threats, end quote. So just notice that talking about the surgeries that are going on at these hospitals, the response from Democrat corporate media is, there are bomb threats. You're calling for bomb. No one's calling for threats or bomb threats against anyone. We're talking about protecting children and the law. And the fact that they immediately pretend that this is some extremist right wing, they are doing surgeries. If you were to ask this doctor, what are the long term studies showing on psychological stability and happiness with this kind of a procedure? What are the long term complications? And in this same piece, they do talk about how there are an increasing number of adolescents, people who are not yet reached the age of 18, who are having bottom surgeries as well.
It's crazy.
Which are incredibly
dangerous,
fraught with all kinds of secondary effects. I mean, Clay, I spent a lot of time researching whether I should have a tendon repair surgery on my ankle and decided not to do it because I got so many people telling me, well, a lot of complications, well, I don't know. We're talking about removal of your sex organs in order to change who you think you are as a person. And they're going to let 15-year-olds do this? The reason Democrats are so shrill and hysterical and saying they're calling for bomb threats and all this stuff is because they cannot defend this.
Yes.
They cannot defend this.
Just think about it. And I want to play this cut here for you, 31 in just a sec. But I want everybody out there to think about either when you were 14 or 15 years old, or when your kids or your grandkids were, think about how many crazy thoughts and ideas you had as you entered into adolescence, that as you got older, you thought to yourself, boy, I'm really glad I didn't do X or Y. I mean, an easy analogy is, this is why kids can't get tattoos until they're 18. And a tattoo is way less serious, obviously, as is drinking beer and you can't do it until you're 21. And then we're letting minors change their gender forever. And listen to this. This is from Vanderbilt University Medical Center. This is from 2020 that was posted on the Vanderbilt University YouTube channel. This is an unidentified woman talking about gender transitioning minors as young as 13 years old. Listen.
We can provide gender affirming hormones on an individual who is on a pubertal blocker, depending on whatever kind of blocker they've chosen or we have discussed with them, or they can present to us at a later stage of puberty and then we provide the gender affirming hormones. Previously, the Endocrine Society recommended to start these at age 16, but we all know that would be delayed puberty, right? Not 16-year-olds don't start puberty. So more recently, they did update that to say as early as 14 for compelling reasons. So we have some individuals who have started gender affirming hormones at 13 or 14 to be more like their peers.
13 or 14? Buck,
this is crazy.
This is child abuse. And you want to, like,
I think your
right
state may make this illegal, by the way.
Yes,
Tennessee, your home state, is moving right now in that direction. I would remind everybody as well, all of what we're talking about right here, it really started with language and demands for acceptance and courtesy. All of what we're talking about here, notice it's gender affirmation surgery. It was gender transition surgery until about 5 minutes ago. But now the whole mentality is it's already who you are. We're just changing the physical reality to match the internal reality. That's why they call it gender affirmation.
Yes.
That's why they were saying years ago, you must use the preferred pronoun, because it's not a preference. It's the internal reality that must be reflected in your language. We got to this point because they were able to dictate the language and demand obedience at a cultural level. And now you have 13-year-olds who are having their genitals and their breasts removed. That's what's going on.
I would just point out, think about this. How often have you heard, and look, this is kind of graphic conversation, I'm not going to lie, but how often have you heard about the clitoris removal in Africa and how unacceptable it is? This is a big topic on
female genital mutilation, FGM.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I mean, this was something that came up a lot back in the days when I was studying Middle East stuff in college. Yeah,
a lot of discussion about it. This is that level of mutilation that's going on, and people are just pretending that it's not happening. It happened in Africa. Oh, it's unacceptable. It's occurring in the United States. Oh, well, this is just gender affirming care. No one under the age of 18. And this is, I hope, what they're going to pass in the state of Tennessee. And I think every state should pass a law, frankly, on this. No one under the age of 18 should be able to have gender surgeries like these at all, period.
Switching gears, friends, if you want to up your game and have energy every day, if you want to be the anti-stelter,
oh, I'm so tired, I'm just going to eat jelly donuts all day and do what Fauci tells me,
you need Chalk. Chalk replenishes the testosterone in your body. Look, I'm not saying you need to become a bodybuilder with your increased T level, just a guy with energy, natural energy to thrive all day long. Studies show the average guy in this country has lost 50% of the testosterone that guy had 50 years ago. Chalk makes supplements that address this. One of the leading ingredients in their male vitality stack can increase T levels by up to 20% in 3 months' time. Look, the globalists want you eating bugs and sitting around being sad and on all kinds of pills that are supposed to make you happy but aren't working for you. How about you actually go with what nature intended and supplement your testosterone levels and increase your overall vitality with Chalk. Chalk is spelled C-H-O-Q. You can learn more about the benefits of taking their supplements online at Chalk, that's C-H-O-Q.com. You can also get 30% off any Chalk subscription for life, not just on your first purchase, but for life, when you use my name in the purchase process, chalk.com. C-H-O-Q.com is how it's spelled. Use Buck, B-U-C-K, as the promo code. Go to chalk.com. That's 35% for life. An amazing deal. You're not going to believe how much it improves your day-to-day when you have the energy, drive, focus, and just all the oomph you need to get it going. That's what Chalk does for you. C-H-O-Q.com. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We're going to be talking here in just a moment to Dr. Scott Jensen, who is making it close in the Minnesota gubernatorial race. You know, Clay, I mentioned Patton at the top of the show, and I know you're watching the House of the Dragon. So Carrie had a girls' night Saturday, so I got to stay home, put on the comfy sweats, order the fattiest food I wanted, and I watched Das Boot. Do you know Das Boot?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like 3 hours plus. It's from 1982. It was made in West Germany. And it's about World War II Germans, as in, you know, Nazi Germany, on a submarine. It was a really well-made movie for what it is. It actually did very well at the time, got a bunch of Oscars. But it's so interesting because as I was watching, I was like, well, here we have a movie that's sort of showing the humanity at some level of the side that is fighting for the Nazis. These guys are part of World War. And I'm like, and I had just gone off on this whole thing about the Dahomey and you know, you know what happens at the end of Das Boot? All the Germans get wasted by the British planes. And I was like, you know, see, they knew. They knew. You can show us what it's like on the Nazi submarine, but the Nazis have all got to get wasted at the end.
Worst job I can think of. And
by the way, spoiler
people.
Alert, a little late.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, spoiler. Worst job I can think of, and in terms of most challenging, and I respect everybody who's been able to do it. I would lose my mind on a nuclear sub right now.
Do you know
underwater.
what the losses were for the Germans in World War II submarine service? 75%, the highest of any service in the Nazi German military.
Good story about the HMS Hunley, which was the first ever submarine the Confederate Army tried to use in the Charleston Harbor, I believe, correct?
You got to read history, really nerd. Let's go.
I know. There's been a lot of upheaval in the marketplace over the last 3 years, and we've got to make sure that you can get taken care of by emergency food company My Patriot Supply. They're offering right now a 20% discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. Kit will provide breakfast, lunches, dinners, and snacks for 3 solid months per person. I've done it. You should do it as well. You'll have peace of mind when you have this kit by your side. 20% off, too good to pass up, but the sale will end soon. Go to preparewithclayandbuck.com. That is preparewithclayandbuck.com. 20% savings. Preparewithclayandbuck.com. Do what I did and go to preparewithclayandbuck.com today. We are headed up to the great state of Minnesota. Golden Gophers 4-0. If you are a Minnesota sports fan, you can celebrate. I bet Buck didn't know
I'm
that.
I'm all about the Golden Gophers. All about it.
BJ Fleck has got him at 4-0. I bet that our next guest, Dr. Scott Jensen, would know about that because it looks like they may be making a trip to Indianapolis. Only one top 25 team on the schedule the rest of the way. Dr. Jensen, are you a Golden Gopher guy?
In my family, we have a total of 10 degrees from the University of Minnesota. We actually have Gopher blood in our veins.
Well, it's been a good season so far, so that's a positive. Buck and I are fired up. I want to set you up. You've got an MD. We do not. As more and more the evidence comes out about the deleterious impact of lockdowns, of schools, everything else associated with that, how wrong were we on COVID, and how much are you hearing from Minnesota voters about the errors of that way? Is it a significant impact in your race?
It is a significant impact, and it seems like almost each week that passes, there's more to tell us. I mean, we see Joe Biden say the pandemic is over, and we see everybody scrambling, and we see his own experts and researchers criticizing him, and then he tries to walk it back. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to recognize that what we did for those 2.5 years, when we locked kids out of school and we locked nursing homes into facilities that had literally become infested with that virus through policies of, if you will, Tim Walz and a variety of other Democratic governors, those policies caused horrific deaths in the nursing home population. When we locked businesses down capriciously, where in Minnesota, we had 2 different lockdowns, but the second one, you could get a haircut. Evidently, the science showed us that the virus didn't like hair anymore. These are the kinds of short-sighted policy making that really hurt us. And the whole idea of one size fits all doesn't work. And then we had for a while the denying of natural immunity. Then we had the goalposts being moved. And then we saw the epidemic of fear. And we tried to see people's thinking processes paralyzed by fear. There were so many things done wrong that we've got a lot to learn.
Dr. Jensen, I wanted to ask you about the issue of crime in your state. We have been talking here on the show since we started in June of 2021 together about what happened in 2020 and the BLM riots and what that did to the country. Obviously, began in Minneapolis. There was a very loud defund the police movement there. You actually had a police station burned to the ground in Minneapolis, which I think a lot of people forget about. Certainly the national media wants people to forget about it right now. What has happened? I mean, since there were people painting murals of George Floyd and the BLM marches, protests, and riots, and the Democrats deciding that defund was their mantra for the entirety of 2020, what has crime done in Minneapolis and across your state?
It has bled everywhere, and it isn't just the urban areas. What we saw literally was Minneapolis became the epicenter of a nationwide violence. And at the end of the day, you could literally say that Tim Walz is the godfather for all of that violence. He created it by quitting. He quit on Minnesota. He quit on the National Guard. We had TV journalists saying, "Where's our governor?" This is what Tim Walz has done. It's almost as if he was tired out. He was just too lazy to get down in the streets and really help. And so when he finally did put the National Guard out late, he tried to blame Jacob Frey for it. When he let the Third Precinct building burn to the ground, he tried to blame it and say that it was the best advice of law enforcement. And that was entirely his decision. I'm surprised, actually, that Minnesota hasn't been sued by other states, because other states wouldn't have experienced the kind of decimation and devastation they did had it not been for Tim Walz's entirely inept handling of the riots.
Dr. Jensen, what should he have done? Let's pretend that we're in a different world, and you're right. We hadn't allowed the summer of violence to spiral out and to still be reaping, unfortunately, what we've sown in that time with all of the violent crime that has spiraled since. What should have happened in the wake of the George Floyd incident?
In America, as well as Minnesota, we know that we have, if you will, people who would do us harm from both without and within. And to counter that, what we've done is we've created a chain of command. Our military has a very explicit chain of command, but so do our internal, if you will, tools that we utilize to maintain safety and lawful behavior. That's what Governor Walz should have done. He should have tapped into the command chains that were in place. We have the State Patrol. We have the National Guard. We have relationships with other police departments in the suburban areas. All of these could have been a part of a unified response and a rapid response. Certainly not being dragged out day after day after day, where literally we've got, like I mentioned before, TV journalists saying, "Where's our governor?" It should have been a unified, strong, not either or, but both and. This should have been everything going out there, because this was a huge issue. And literally, we have $1 billion of damage. People died. People were hurt. And in those areas today, we still have people just overwhelmed by fear. They don't want to move. They don't have a place to move to. The governor could have used his bully pulpit to elevate the work that the police were doing, the state patrol could do, the National Guard was doing. But instead, our governor chose to denigrate the very people he had led by calling them 19-year-old cooks. It was astonishing.
Speaking to Dr. Scott Jensen, who is running for the governor's position in Minnesota. Dr. Jensen, we got a lot of people across Minnesota who are listening right now, and we've seen some polls that show that you are making this a competitive race. It's a shame that Minnesota is thought of increasingly as a blue state, but you may be able to turn some of that around, and you're going to need some independents, certainly, and maybe even some Democrats to switch around and decide they're going to give you a shot. If you become the governor of Minnesota, a state where I actually spent a lot of time growing up, it's a beautiful place, how will it be different than if Waltz is able to continue in his role?
We'll trailblaze the issues. We'll have the hard conversations. We'll speak for all Minnesotans, and we will tell the truth. We're not going to politicize. That's not who we are. And the fraud that has become identified with Minnesota politics will disappear. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but over the last 72 hours, we've had breaking news where, in almost an unprecedented move, the judicial system of Minnesota came out and Judge Gothman basically called Tim Walz a liar in regards to some of Tim Walz's comments in terms of Judge Gothman's rulings. Judge Gothman said, this is inaccurate what he has said. Tim Walz doubled down and said, well, the judge did this or they would have held us in contempt. The fact of the matter is, Judge Gothman had never made any ruling requiring Minnesota to make fraudulent payments to Feeding Our Future. And so I think Tim Walz right now is being called out by numerous factions across the state of Minnesota, including people on the other side of the aisle. The excellence in government that Minnesota used to be associated with is no longer a part of it. And I think that's why you'll see Real Clear Politics call our race a toss-up. And in doing that, that was before this largest fraud of a COVID relief policy in the entire country taking place in Minnesota. And that's why we're telling people, you know, we've got a chance. We've got a chance to turn Minnesota red, and we need help because Walz's team, they've got 5-to-1 money on us. But if people are willing to help us out and give at drscottjensen.com, it would help us immensely. And we've already broken all records for fundraising for any Republican governor's race. And we've got over 100,000 people that have joined our email team. We've got 35,000 unique donations. So there's a movement going on in Minnesota, and I hope you keep watching it because the two of you, your voice matters. It really amplifies to the whole country what's going on in Minnesota. And if in Minnesota we see Minnesota turn red and have a governor that's Republican for the first time in a long time, that's going to change the landscape in a lot of other states as well.
No doubt. Dr. Jensen, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're wishing you well. Let us know how we can help out. And good luck to you in making the Minnesota governor's race a true battleground.
Thank you both so much. Together we stand.
No doubt. Those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it, which is why it's such a shame most kids hate learning about our history. It's not really their fault. Most history books are boring and often focus on the wrong things. I got three kids. I know how challenging it is to get them read. Actually, unlike, or maybe like a lot of you, I have to put the Alexa monitor on and get them to read for a certain amount of time when they get home. And you know what's great? I've seen them actually start to pick up these Tuttle Twin books, particularly my 7-year-old, and read it myself with them, and then have them go and get it and read it on their own, which is even better. And that's why I've got to tell you right now about the Tuttle Twins and their books. If you're interested in teaching your kids truth-filled history, you need to get the new Tuttle Twins history book, only book that teaches the most important lessons from American history in an engaging way that kids will love. They'll come away with a solid understanding of what happened, why it happened, most important, how it relates to them today. There's a book deal with big bonuses at TuttleRadio.com. That's TuttleRadio.com to get your own copy of the Tuttle Twins America's History book, plus the bonus for a limited time. Go to TuttleRadio.com. That's TuttleRadio.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck. Sponsored by Preborn.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
So there are these people that say they're Republicans, and then they spend absolutely all of their energy, time, and focus helping leftists stay in power or win power, opposing everything that conservatives are supposed to care about. It's fascinating. There's this whole tranche in American public life, this whole group in our politics of people that are, oh, I'm the real Republican. It's like, well, hold on a second. If all you do is hurt the Republican Party and help its enemies politically, how exactly are you the real Republican? This is, you know, this is amazing. This is like Benedict Arnold telling all of the colonists, the patriots, you know, look, helping the British is the best thing I can do for you guys, which Benedict Arnold probably thought he was doing at the time. Liz Cheney.
We told you that this was going to happen, didn't we?
We did.
She said it's not just Trump. It's not going to stop there. She's going to start to pivot. She gets desperate. Trump's not in the stories enough. She's going to come after others.
Oh, yeah, no. She's going to just give it time. She'll be on CNN saying that everybody should announce their pronouns and, you know, socialism is good. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because she's just gone to the other side. She has switched to Team Democrat. And the thing is, they'll always have an audience when they do this. They'll always have supporters. because they love this. It's like Republican apostates, right? It's apostasy. You're supposed to be from within. It amuses the latte liberals of New York and California to watch former Republicans who just go and trash their own side all the time, right? So that's what you're doing. That's essentially their game. Liz Cheney here saying that, for one thing, she will leave the party. We don't have that, I don't think. We do? I don't know. Well, here she is. Let's start with this one, though. Clay, your friend, your lady, Carrie Lake, who's doing
best
great
candidate.
Stuff.
Let me just say this again. Best candidate Republicans have put forward for a statewide race this election. And look, there are a lot of good ones. I'm going to give her credit on this. She is a stud. Like, every time I see her speak, I think, she is so good.
To be fair, Governor DeSantis is an incumbent, so different category.
Right.
Different category.
Yeah, like in an open seat, best nominee, I really do think, is Carrie Lake. And we're going to play her response. But first, Liz Cheney is not a fan of Carrie Lake.
No, apparently not.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Carrie Lake is not elected.
So does that include campaigning for Democrats if that's what it takes?
Yes.
She will straight up help Democrats into power. She loves the village so much, she will burn it down to save it, Clay. Don't you see?
Why does she? I mean, just honestly, Buck, she's from Wyoming. I would understand if it was like a Wyoming governor's race or something. Why does she care who wins the governorship in the state of Arizona? Does the Cheney family have some deep, long-lasting tie to Arizona?
I think that the Cheney dynasty, the Romneys, the Bushes, they're all still, people connected to that world, they're all still holding out hope that the GOP will shift back to a place where, let's be honest, it almost felt like a monarchy on the right because it was hereditary title. We got Bush, and then we got Bush, then we're supposed to get other Bushes, Jeb! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
And Romney, and you know, we have all these different people who want to go back to the old way of the GOP and are still, they say they're clinging to this because of principle. But what you see is they're willing to hurt the country out of spite, because if they can't be in charge of the GOP, it's better for psycho leftists to be running the country. It's all you have to know, folks. You know, Mitt Romney will not back Mike Lee.
Yeah.
He will not back Mike Lee. He will back the fake McMuffin over Mike Lee because they're buddies in their never Trumpness.
Yeah, it is kind of unheard of to do what Mitt Romney is doing right now to Mike Lee in Utah. So we had Liz Cheney saying, hey, I'm going to fight against Carrie Lake. Buck, Carrie Lake, she's a stud. She said what I think is 100% true, which is this.
That might be the biggest, best gift I've ever received. I mean, the people of Wyoming can't stand her. I'm pretty much sure that the people of Arizona don't like Liz Cheney. You know, here's the deal, Maria. The Republican Party, the new Republican Party, is the party of we the people. It is no longer the party of warmongers. And so Liz Cheney probably should change her voter registration. Turns out she really is a Democrat after all.
I mean, just to be clear.
That is so good.
She's phenomenal. And to be clear, the Bush-Cheney legacy did destroy the Republican Party for a period of time and send us into the political wilderness for 8 years of left-wing domination by Barack Obama and that whole apparatus. That is actually the legacy of the Bush-Cheney years. They had 8 years. What did they deliver? What ended up happening? We the worst recession since the Great Depression, multiple wars that we did not win, trillions of dollars spent, thousands and thousands of lives lost, tens of thousands of wounded, and for what? That's the question the Bush-Cheney legacy leaves out there for everyone.
And I think that was a big reason why Trump got the nomination in 2016, because he was one of the few people who would actually come out and say the Iraq War was a mistake. And I understand there's lots of people out there listening with us who served in the Iraq War. I'm not saying that you made a mistake. You served your country. You followed the leadership of your commander in chief. But Dick Cheney, who was driving this position, made an awful choice to expand the 9/11 war on terror into Iraq. And I'm still not sure, Buck, whether we're in any way safer with the new Iraqi government than we were, frankly, with Saddam Hussein there. And we, years into the future, may not know for sure whether we still are. Yeah, that's directly
those wars were those war. Well, the war specifically in Iraq was pushed by people who, in a lot of ways, were actually the Fauciites of the Defense Department.
Yes,
in that they were in love with their own brilliance and expertise. They thought they knew a lot more, and they sent brave Americans who just answered the call for their country over there. But in terms of the strategy and the mission, the people that pushed this stuff, you know, Wolfowitz and Pearl and Cheney. Wrong as wrong can be. So if we're going to talk about the old GOP, Carrie Lake brings this up. Is that the GOP we're supposed to go back to?
And I think she's 100% right. She's a fantastic candidate, but she's 100% right. The best thing that could happen to her is Liz Cheney saying she's against her.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.